Page 55. 3. Listening. Kristen Ulmer on extreme skiing. A. Listen to a reporter talk about her recent meeting with Kristen Ulmer. Number the topics in the order the speaker mentions them, 1 to 5. There is one topic the interviewer doesn't mention.
Hi, everyone. This is Changing Lives, the podcast. This week, we feature extreme skier Kristen Ulmer, who Jody interviewed earlier this week.
Yes, I did.
So how did it work out?
It was so interesting talking with her. You know, when we asked her to do an interview, she could easily have said no. But she got right back to us and said, sure, which was nice.
Yeah. So what did you learn?
Well, Kristen is such a fascinating person. She's been so successful. And you want to know, like, why did she do that stuff? How she became not only a world-class skier, but the best extreme female skier in the world.
Right. So how did she?
I guess it all really started when she was in college, you know. She fell in with the wrong crowd, you know, the wrong kind of friends.
Uh-oh.
And that's when she started jumping off cliffs and mountains and doing crazy stuff. But she became a really great skier. What's interesting is that she wasn't actually an expert skier or anything when she was a kid. So it's not like she had planned all this. She liked to ski as a kid, but she didn't take ski lessons or anything.
So she just fell into it?
Very funny. Yeah, kind of.
So what kind of person is she?
Well, one thing you notice about Kristen is that she has great self-awareness. Looking back, she said she realized that her entire self-esteem was tied up with being pretty and with being a great skier. So she decided one summer to take a trip to Asia. And she had two rules. One, she had to not focus at all on her appearance. And two, she wouldn't talk about skiing at all. All her friends spent the summer skiing and training, and she could easily have stayed and done that too.
So did she have some good stories?
Oh, yeah. She has all these fascinating stories. Like she got robbed at one point, held up at gunpoint, when she could easily have been killed. And another time, she got sick. Her leg got infected, and she might well have lost her leg. But fortunately, someone helped her and actually saved her life.
Wow.
She said the trip changed her whole attitude toward life, and that changed her way of thinking. And it had a real impact on her performance. And when she got back, she was a better skier than all the friends who had spent the summer training.
So Kristen made it onto the U.S. ski team.
She did, though she eventually quit. She couldn't afford to stay on it and pay for her training. And that's when she started doing film work, when her professional career as an extreme skier started.
Like doing movies, right? By the way, what is extreme skiing?
Kristen's definition of extreme is, if you risk your life doing it, then it's extreme.
Boy, she risked her life?
Yeah. You know, she could easily have died. She had more than 30 near-death experiences. It's so dangerous. But she got paid big money, doing flips off cliffs, jumping out of helicopters, and skiing down like vertical mountains. I mean, it's crazy, but yeah, she was constantly being invited to shoot these movies and contacted by sponsors and paid to fly all over the world. I mean, she was famous, and it became an addiction for her. But then she decided to turn her back on it all.
That must have been hard.
Actually, she says it was an easy decision. And now she's been training in Zen, doing life coaching, helping people be the best they can be. And she says she really understands how powerful the mind is. And she wants to help athletes change the way they train, focusing on mental training, not just on physical training, and so transform their performance.
Amazing. So let's listen to the interview.